Give you a reason?
Not really.
He just said he didn't want to go out with you anymore and he walked away just like that.
Pretty much.
How long had you two been dating?
Since Thanksgiving.
Do you love him?
I don't know. Maybe.
I can't really believe it's the wrestling.
I know he didn't like it. And it led to more of the blob stuff. Even though I know some kids are really cheering for me and they wish me well, but it was making me more talked about as the blob. And Danny, I think he just didn't...
Did he say that?
He didn't have to.
It's kind of personal, Miss Davis.
I understand that.
Do I ask you questions about you and Mr. Sennett?
Did you break up with her simply because she wrestles?
First, why is this any of your business? And second, why do you care?
It's probably not my business. But as to why I care, it can be a very lonely world, Danny. I see people around me who love each other, breaking up for the right reasons, then living to regret it. To see somebody end a relationship for a reason which is so clearly unreasonable...
Miss Davis, you're a very nice person. But you and Mr. Sennett are like Barbie and Ken. You're gonna counsel the fat kids?
I do know a little about solitude.
Really?
Yeah.
You think you have the slightest clue of what it's like to be me? I get teased just for waking up every day. Daring to come to school. For playing with a baritone instead of a football. For dating a fat girl who's now a star wrestler.
Does that make a difference?
Maybe it does. I'm terrible at sports. She's this big athlete now. And the question of the day has become, what's it like to know your girlfriend can beat you up?
And welcome back to PMP Network. We have Jesslyn Gilsig with us. She is Lauren Davis on Boston Public, one of my favorite shows. And, you know, I've been talking, Lauren, about, Jesslyn, excuse me, about, what a great way to start. What a wonderful way to start. I've been talking about the Monday night lineup. I'm a big Boston Public and Ally McBeal fan.
Oh, great.
Night of David E. Kelly.
Yeah.
I understand that you actually... were on the practice as a guest star. That's how he got familiarized with you?
That's right. Exactly right. Yeah. I had a great part as an assistant district attorney on the practice. And I didn't even meet David when I got the part, but he saw it, obviously, because he sees all his episodes. And we sort of started.
Now, I understand he wrote a part for you in the show Snoops.
Yeah. Yeah. And then canceled it sort of the minute I moved to Hollywood.
Yeah, you shot a couple episodes and then the show got canned, right?
That's right, yeah.
Yeah. That's not a good sign.
No, that was pretty daunting because I really did. I sort of packed up and left New York and I was like, I'm going to be a star.
Mm.
And then I sort of basically moved in and picked up the phone and got the news. So
yeah.
it was a little unsettling, but it all worked out.
Yeah, that David E. Kelly actually wrote the character Lauren Davis for you.
Yeah.
So how long were you between jobs there?
You know what? I can't complain. It was pretty... That from Snoops to Boston Public was pretty immediate, so that's good.
That is very good.
Yeah.
I'll tell you one thing. When you're in Hollywood and you move out there and if you're waiting around, it can seem like an eternity.
Isn't it? I've had those dry spells, and they're frightening, scary times.
Now, you're actually from Canada, right?
That's right. I'm from Montreal.
Wow.
Not far from where you are, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, you know, Montreal Canadiens and the Boston Bruins were always tough competitors.
I grew up watching that. We always go when the Bruins were in town. Always.
Mm.
That was the most intense hockey you could see.
Well, we had Bobby Orr, you know.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Were you a big fan of going to... You went to a lot of games?
We did.
Did you have any favorite Montreal players?
Well, Guy Lafleur, of course.
Oh, of course. I just like to say his name. Guy.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's a cool name. But he was actually a wonderful player, too.
He was. And that was you know, the era before Helmet, so you could tell who everybody was.
Yeah. Now, you've been actually acting for a while because you started when you were real young, right?
Yeah, that's right. I did, in Montreal.
Yeah. So how old were you when you started?
I was 12.
Wow.
I know. It's hard to imagine now. I'm only 18 now, but no. I did. But it was cool because I did a lot of voiceover work. I did a lot of cartoons and... dubbing movies and things. So it wasn't like I was this sort of cute child actress, sort of by any stretch. I was more like, I was just working.
You did a lot of theater.
I did an awful lot of theater.
That seems to me like what was mainly the thrust of your acting career around that age.
Definitely, especially when I lived in New York. And I think that's a great place to grow up in this business because it's really hard work, and it's really you only do it because you love it, because you're certainly not doing it for the money.
And I understand you were also at the American Repertory Theater in Cambridge.
That's right. I lived there. I lived in Cambridge for 2 years.
What did you think of Boston?
I loved it. It's a great town.
Hmm.
Yeah, I actually miss it. I guess because it reminds me a little of Montreal.
Well, I think you should come back and visit.
I will. I certainly will. I think we all want to. We want to come out there and shoot.
That would be cool.
Yeah, that would be fun.
That's the only thing I don't like about the Boston Public and Ally McBeal. See, they're supposed to be in Boston, but they're really not.
I know. It's so wrong.
It'd be nice if they really filmed it out here.
Yeah, we would like that, too. We'd love to do some stuff on location, but
I remember.
Sort of
oh, sorry.
That way.
I remember when the first show first started, the controversy around this area. People complaining, Boston public schools were complaining about the show and that it wasn't really an accurate depiction of the school system.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think it's supposed to be. I mean, certainly there are some similarities of things that happen in that school that happen in all public schools.
Yeah.
Your teacher that you play, Lauren Davis on the show, is the head of the social studies department.
Mm-hmm.
And she's also involved with that wild and maniac teacher. who was played, of course, by Nikki Catt.
That's right.
And also, I remember earlier in the series, I'm not sure if that's going to come back again, but it seemed like the vice principal, who doesn't really have too much warmth, had some for your character.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he doesn't go away. He keeps popping up with his interest. It's funny. It must be hard, working in a school when you've got, let alone these kids' hormones are running wild. But teachers are, there are lots of young teachers and single teachers and things like that. And when there's attraction at work, that's awkward, That's
absolutely.
Difficult.
Yeah, we had actually had on Joey on the show, and
great.
It looks like he's not going to be on Boston Public anymore because his character did a bad thing with a student.
I know. Well, you never know. Anything can happen, on a David Kelly show. So I don't think we've seen the last of him.
I hope not.
Put it that way. No, I hope not either. He's a great actor.
Yeah, he's a good guy. Yeah, he was great on The Single Guy as well.
Yeah.
He's a good actor. Yeah. Now, this week on Sunday night, The Practice is going to have Boston Public crossover on it, and then on Monday night it will finish up on Boston Public.
Exactly, I know.
Kind of an interesting idea.
Yeah, it's really fun, and it was fun for us to work with the cast of The Practice, because they, they've had this hit show for a while, and they're pretty seasoned. And we're the new kids on the block, so it was fun to sort of have them over to our set and sort of see if they, if they liked what we were doing. And they were amazing. They were really, really supportive.
Well, Cameron Manheim is quite the actress.
Isn't she amazing? She's a real powerhouse.
Yeah, I would assume that the battle between her and Anne McBride, unbelievable.
There's some good chemistry there. I'm kind of curious to see how that evolves, because they loved working together, and Cameron.
I wanted to talk a little bit about the cast of the show. I just mentioned G. McBride, and he plays Stephen Harper on the show, and I think that he is really the cement that holds that show together, at least from my point of view, he is.
Yeah, I absolutely agree, and it's great because it's really what a principal is, He's sort of he cares so much, but he's got to keep, the ball in the air. He's just got to keep it going, and I think Shy's really captured that.
Yeah, it's interesting because I remember him from the John Larroquette show where he played like a janitor.
Mm-hmm.
And, boy, this is
Shy's a funny guy, too.
Yeah, this is a total opposite.
Side of him you don't get to see. He's a great mimic.
Yeah.
Funny, funny man.
Well, he has natural comedy timing, but in this particular show, he's got a pretty intense role, although sometimes it is low. He lets down the guard a little bit, What about some of the other folks? I mean, you got the veteran Five-ish Finkel there playing Harvey Lipschultz.
Isn't he amazing?
That's a very interesting character.
Yeah, I think one of the things I'm most proud of is that we have this range of generations on our show,
mm-hmm.
I mean, we have extremely young teachers, and then we've got a man, who's supposed to be 80 years old, who's still teaching, and who's really passionate about what he does, but his vocabulary is so dated. And he just keeps running into trouble. But it was this great episode where one of the kids was like, look, he might use the wrong terms, but is he giving me an education? Am I going to get into college from his class? Yes. Yeah. And that's what counts.
I remember that episode, yeah, because they were trying to throw him out. And that was a great episode. Yeah. They're all good. I mean, this is, and again, I think a lot of it's got to do with the fine ensemble cast, but also the writing of the show is excellent.
Absolutely, the writing is so. I love David because you know he gives the audience the benefit of the doubt. You know, the writing is not black and white, cut and dry. It's really complicated, and you kind of have to make up your own mind as to what you think is the right thing to do.
Hmm. You have a very unusual first name.
Thanks.
The
yeah.
spelling and everything is unusual on
Isn't
it.
Isn't that strange?
Yeah.
My parents actually just found it in a name book.
Really?
In a very unromantic way. They always think it's made up or from a novel or something, but they actually just didn't quite know what to name me.
Now, what is it like for a beautiful woman like yourself who's on a successful show to be out in Hollywood? Are you with anybody in particular, or are you having just some fun, or are you working too much to even think about it?
Yeah, we have a pretty intense schedule, actually. But it's been good. I mean, it's just, you know, it's so great to be in Hollywood and have a job, and you get all these perks that you never thought you'd have. And
mm-hmm.
So I'm really, really just enjoying it. And I'm so proud to be a part of a show that I can be proud of, you know, that I really love to give my name to.
Now, I know you've done a couple of movies. In fact, The Horse Whisperer was one of them, which I saw. But and you've also done voiceover work for things like Quest for Camelot. I assume now that you have some more visibility on Boston Public, are you working out some movies for hiatus?
Yeah, I would love to. It would be really nice. We have a pretty short hiatus because we work pretty long. It's great. We give a lot of time to each episode, so it's a pretty short window.
Mm-hmm.
But I'd love to make a film. I'd love to. I'd also love to do a play. It'd be really great to come back east maybe and do some theater.
Hmm.
And I'd like to take a little vacation, maybe.
How is the chemistry between you and Nicky Catt, who plays Harry Senator,
so
boyfriend
crazy.
On the show?
I'm crazy about that actor. He's a great guy, and I think he's an amazing actor. And we've really liked the relationship. And as you can see, we're actually hitting on a rocky time,
mm-hmm.
and we're both very upset about it because we like their relationship. And we really like working together. But I have a feeling that no matter what happens, there'll always be some kind of tension between the two of them.
Mm.
They're a really good fit.
Now, does Harry, not Harry, but Nicky have a relationship in real life at this point, somewhere else?
Oh, I wouldn't want to speak for him.
No, the reason I'm asking is, well, because I've talked to so many folks on shows that work so many hours together that sometimes if one person is not really involved and they're both involved with each other's characters, sometimes it goes into offstage time as well.
Right.
That's
no,
why I was asking.
You know what? We're great friends. And I think there's some truth to, you know, the best relationships on TV just stay on TV.
Mm.
You know, because that's, you know, then there's just so much more to explore. But we're great friends, and that's pretty much it.
Now, what about Anthony Heald, who plays Scott Guber, the vice principal, who sometimes gets on your nerves?
Yeah.
What is he like in... he seems so intense. Obviously, he's probably not like that in real life, I would assume.
No, he's not, but he really relishes playing it. He's so great. I love the way he's just sort of, like, sees that part, and he's sort of not ashamed to sort of be unlikable,
uh-huh.
which I think is really admirable as an actor. But he's, you know, we're really lucky as a cast. We genuinely like each other a lot. So going to work is actually, we laugh a lot at work. We really do. Even when we're not laughing on the show, we're laughing between takes.
We're talking with Jesselyn Gilsig, who plays Lauren Davis on Boston Public, which you can see every Monday night from 8 to 9. And this particular week on Sunday night, you can check it out on the practice.
Yeah.
And that's on ABC TV.
That's right.
Not on Fox.
That's right.
My favorite network, Fox.
All right.
Wow. So this is something that's pretty cool, and it's a nice experiment. And the show, Boston Public, it's amazing. The ratings are doing incredibly well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we are. We're getting, we're just so grateful that people are watching and really enjoying it. And people are really, you know, people are really also getting in touch with us and telling us what they think. I mean, it's really striking a chord with people, which obviously means a lot because you make the show and you just hope somebody watches. You know?
Yeah,
so
exactly. Oh, do you watch Ally McBeal at all yourself?
Yeah, I'm a huge fan.
I'm a huge Ally McBeal fan and a big Fox
so
fan,
talented.
Actually. And I think Boston Public's a nice fit with Ally.
Isn't it amazing? You know, I was watching, actually, this past week, and I was like, God, this is the same man, you know?
It's the writing.
Television. Yeah.
Yeah.
And the voices are so distinct, and yet it's like 2 hours of, I hope, like really satisfying TV. I mean,
well,
it's really good.
It is for me.
It's
I mean, you know.
Movie.
I think the problem with all of us Americans is that we have too much stress and we work too much. And if you can come home and at least have 2 hours of peace and, you know, it's nice before the news comes on. Yeah, 10 o'clock, the news comes on and kind of ruins everything.
It's so true. You're right. You go to bed at that point.
Are you politically active at all?
Well, you know, I'm Canadian, so it's kind of an education for me living here. But, yeah, I have trouble keeping my nose out of it. I like all that stuff. And obviously the States is such exciting politics. So.
Yeah, your character seems like she could get involved politically.
Yeah, I think so. She's pretty, she takes everything to heart, I think, you know.
I think she does, but you know, I wanted to. I know you have to go and do other interviews, but there's one particular piece of an episode. Your character is very sensitive and very nice, and I like Lauren Davis as a character. And on one of the particular episodes, she was talking to this girl Christine, who on the show is the Blob. She's a wrestler, and nicely she stuck up for herself, and I think that will change. But your talk with her. I thought was very interesting, and also the fact that he started it in the shower room, which I thought was very interesting as well.
Right. It was nice. It was, again, that's the kind of thing when you read it, you think, why is Lauren in the shower, and what's going on? But I think what was so nice about it was really also showing the contrast in these two body types. You know, here were these two women in the shower, which is, you know, in a way a beautiful thing, you know, very simple and pure kind of thing, and yet it really was about, I mean, the only struggle this girl has is just that her body happens to be different from other people, you know, and it's such a, nobody was looking to the content of her character, which, as you can see, is like, she's an exceptional young woman, and I think that actress did a beautiful job.
And I think that you're going to see that character be empowered as well as you go along there.
Yeah, I do too. I think we're going to see a lot more of her.
Yeah. I really enjoy the show. I like your work, and I want to congratulate you and remind everybody out there to check out Boston Public every Monday night at 8 o'clock right before Ally McBeal. And this particular Sunday night, check out The Practice on ABC, and you'll see part one of this kind of a two-part episode of Boston Public. Thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you so much.
Continued good success.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.